Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Okay, I guess we'll recap for the audience, and I'm going to go ahead and roll a d20 to see which one of you unfortunate individuals has to say what the story was. Tell everyone what happened. And oh, look, it's Syros. Syros.
Perfect.
Syros the Silent, I think.
I took the best notes ever, so we got this completely.
All right, I'm listening to you.
First of all, for the audience members who have not listened to the first episode, we are in the...
Also, you probably tell them who you are, because I don't know you're there.
I'm sorry. This is Syros, also played by Tyler. Doing a recap that is super loud, David.
Oh, sorry. I meant to turn up my headphones.
In the city of Sahiramium, or Sahiramis for short, this is a town of a small population. We start out in the inn. It's the notes.
A small population.
I think population. We start out in the inn of Shimmering Badgers, which within our first night actually burned down to the ground. And unfortunately, Cyril's lost his pants.
That was not all that happened. Who else lost stuff?
We all lost quite a bit of money and gold.
Not me.
Just all money.
And that's when we were... Snorlax. Are you going to let me do this? Okay, good.
Trying to help you.
That's when we were... Can I finish? Our attention was grabbed by a dwarf named Starn Bronzefist, who is the...
I'm glad you said Starn, because everyone keeps saying Stern.
Yeah. It's just the good notes I took.
These are my notes.
Also,
I want to see how he describes that Warhammer he drew on his paper.
You came in penis. All right.
Warhammer game.
Starn is the, if I remember right, he is the town sheriff, and who is seriously behind right now and doesn't have the men to figure out who's burning these down, and which is several buildings at this point who has been turned
Burned down.
Okay, great. He also told us about. He also told us about Dickless. Whose name is Klaus. His dick was slapped off by a giant, large half orc. Let's see here. Other places that have been robbed include Poppin' Pots. And
I love that name.
The other one was Jewels.
Possibly?
The Jewels!
Alright.
Feral?
And then we were going around flying, looking for the next building that was going to be done. That's when we ran into the large orc.
Just
David got into a combat. And we also broke a lot of rules, and here we are.
Yeah. Perfect. The town wants you to leave.
Right now, the second, though, isn't David chasing after that one large orc, flying after him?
Listen.
Flying, touching the ground, rolling, and flying again.
I guess you should have taken better notes.
I was, like, up in the air, and I could see him.
Yeah, well, he was behind a house, and you could detect him.
I could detect him.
Right, you don't have to hold your mini up there.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Role play, come on.
Yeah. I'm getting tired.
Okay, so I guess we're just starting with me.
Okay, yeah, actually, we'll have it to where Yank is, was fleeing, and, you guys were in the general store still, so, this is just basically for Oyla. Oyla, give me a perception check, please.
I think I don't see anything. That's a one.
Okay. You know what? Just for fun, what's your... you have a bonus to perception?
I only think it's one.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's my wisdom, which is zero, so no. That's
all right.
You forget where you are.
Where'd this ground come from?
As you're scanning for... As you're scanning for Yank with, your, you know, ability as a paladin, which is detect evil, you no longer detect evil.
Okay. Just in general,
you
like...
You converted him! Look up!
Yeah. He comes around the corner. Hey, I'm sorry. Here's that guy's dick.
Whoa, you kept it?
That's so awesome when you hit him with that thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's pretty awesome. I do need to buy a new mug, though. Okay, after that, I want to go back into generals and buy a new mug. If he has one.
Okay, you can probably just pick up your old one.
Oh, can I?
He can't see it.
All right, then I'll pick up my old one.
Okay.
And I'll go back into the store just to tell them that I lost him.
As you come back into the store, General is looking at Omo, and he's like, what is that song you were playing? That was so awesome.
It was a pretty awesome song. I have a feeling I probably won't be able to play that song again for at least, 8 more levels, so you better get used to it. You better memorize it. I don't know where it came from. It's from my soul.
Oh, to be a musician.
Indeed.
Alright, Cirrus, what are you doing?
Looting the bodies like I should be doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Snorlax?
I too am looting bodies.
Oh,
of course.
Crazy materialistic.
Body.
Okay. What are you doing?
Well, when you just walk in?
I want to just... Well, first I just want to look around the room, make sure everybody's okay. I tell them I lost them. And then I want to ask the general some questions.
Okay.
I guess you can go ahead and ask him whenever you want, sorry.
Okay.
Asking general questions?
Yeah. Okay. I want to ask him... Well, since I get the feeling that the people that are being robbed are kind of in on this somehow. What's it called where you can tell if people are lying?
Sense motive.
Oh, I have that. Awesome. I want to ask him if he knew this was coming. Or, like, if he was expecting this. And then by sense motive is answered, because I have a feeling he'll say no.
Okay.
I will listen in on this and also do the same thing.
Okay. He looks at you and says that he had heard of the robberies and was possibly expecting a hit, but no, he didn't have any part.
Like, I never told a better truth in his whole life.
That's 16.
Yeah, you can tell with all your ability as a paladin, as a paladin of King Kaelin, that this guy seems like he's telling the truth.
Okay. Whew. Well.
It's like, oh, I'm sure glad that went better than it could have.
No reward? I'm just joking. okay, well then, once they're done looting the bodies...
I'm sure Omo wants royalties for his own.
Yeah. Once they're done looting the bodies,
I do want a cut of the loot that they're scavenging.
I would like to...
Alright, and that is what's taking me so long.
After that, I think we need to go talk to Potts. What's her name? That's Farrar? Yeah, I want to go talk to her because we're listening.
Okay, just real quick.
You ready?
The robed guy had on him 2 potions of cure light wounds.
Ooh.
And a wooden unholy symbol. Cirrus already lifted the heavy war hammer from, or war mace.
Okay.
So.
I want to,
what was the holy symbol?
Just a wooden holy symbol.
If only somebody around here knew about religion.
Okay,
what do you have on plus to that?
For my knowledge?
I have a +5 to my knowledge religion.
You got higher than me for now.
Okay. For now! Alright. I go, oh, that's a curious looking wooden item we got, and I want to do a knowledge religion on it.
Okay.
That will be 24.
Ooh. You have definitely seen this symbol before. It's a...
I thought you were taking notes.
It's a gloved... It's carved out of wood. It's a gloved hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 6 fingers, strangely enough, on it. It's holding what appears to be a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And you have seen this before in your travels, and you know it's the symbol of the god Norgorber.
Norgorber?
Yeah, do it's N-O-R...
No god.
It's the symbol of god.
How do you say it? Oh, yes, no gorbo.
It's N-O-R-G-O-R-B-E-R.
Oh, that's how I was going to spell it. Okay, do I know anything else about this god?
He is the god of lies, greed, murder, and theft.
Ooh, I don't like this god. Okay. So, is there any, magic or presence that I sense on it? Or it's just a symbol?
You have to give me a arcane check.
I don't know. What can I do? Detect, I'm pretty sure it's evil, right?
Yeah.
Okay, detect evil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something that has an evil aura emanating from it.
Okay. I don't have knowledge arcana. I think my friendly dwarf guy, or well, no, I'm sorry, I'm not dwarf.
Was like no,
the greatest insult.
I think that halfling. Hey, buddy. Hey, Olma.
Oh, what?
Olma, will you come over here and take a look at this?
Olma? No.
What's
sorry.
Your name?
Soyo.
Olmo.
Sorry, Oily.
Okay, Olmo. Will you please look at this? And I think there's some kind of magic coming off this, but I can't tell.
Oh, yeah? I'm taking the gander at it. Been 18.
Okay. You just feel basically an evil presence off of it.
Can
you know that this has been used in
spilled evil.
Yeah.
Can I do like a smite on it or anything to like cleanse it of its evilness?
I'm holding it.
I think a smite would destroy it.
Yeah, that's
unless you can only use smite once a day.
No, I will just tell you that it's worth 69 gold. So
that's pretty high.
Yeah. It's very high. In fact you drop it. It's
I wasn't holding it.
Olmo.
Alright, Olmo, you holding on to this thing?
I don't really want to hold something evil.
Alright, I'll put it, I'll hold on to it.
Okay. Now, as you guys are kind of, I'm sorry, I need to do the other guy. The other foreign individual, probably Steve's best friend, had two scrolls of Cure Light Wounds on. And that was it.
Can I have those? Because I can use them. I don't think anybody else can.
Can paladins be magic? I don't think I can.
Not until fourth level.
Yeah, not for a while.
Still. Well, I'll read those in three levels.
Just the little guys. So.
Can I look at them and know what like spell level they are?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry, this is ill prepared. Yeah. Just say one. Level one.
They are level one.
Told you. I guess you didn't listen to me.
I'm actually playing one.
Okay. I think we should go talk to Farrar, because for some reason she didn't know that... Klaus?
Well...
What do you think?
Yeah. I think we should, because she didn't seem to have her story straight compared to everybody else.
Yeah, because... Like, what were you saying?
Well, I was just saying that she's not a... She didn't have the same... Or maybe we should go re-talk to everybody else, because she seems to be the only one telling the truth.
But she acted... When we mentioned that Klaus got his dick knocked off, she acted like... she was surprised.
Right.
But she was supposed to be the one that put it on.
That's what I'm saying,
maybe
is that
she
everybody
was
else
because she didn't know
is lying and she's telling the truth.
Off.
She was the only one that we did
but
since
she was
Motivon.
Supposed to be the one who put it back on, and she didn't even know what happened.
She put it back on?
She was the one who was supposed to perform the surgery on him.
Okay, as you guys are discussing how a penis gets put back on,
does that work?
You hear the like the doorbell ring as someone enters, and Starn actually enters the room, and he sort of looks around, and he's extremely his eyes are wide. He's like, "What happened here?
Intimidate.
Is everyone all right? Is anyone hurt?" And he's sort of asking.
I kind
of
want to do
guys.
That. My friend over here killed two people.
Who had
were they? The bandits?
Yeah, they were two of them.
Okay, yeah, he sees the bodies on the ground. He's like, "Oh wow." What did you guys find out? Did you guys find out anything else? Did you find out? Are there more of them? Where's the third? I was told there was a third one. The half-orc?
I did learn that their camp is southwest of here.
Yeah.
What?
And I learned...
The only thing I can think of that's southwest of here is the Tidal Caverns.
Ooh.
That doesn't sound like an interesting place.
Nah, I don't think that doesn't sound right. No, yeah, you're probably...
Well, what else did you hear?
Well, Farrar seems to have a different story than everybody else we talked to as well. So I maybe want to talk to her a little bit more. We're a little suspicious.
I stopped by after you guys left. She said that you had just been there and said that, your half-orc friend was a little aggravating. This was the way that she described it.
Yeah, he's a little hot-tempered. He's pretty much our muscle, though. We kind of need him.
But what do you think, she's involved somehow?
Well, she was... Okay, we talked to everybody else. My friend Cyrus over here talked to Klaus.
That bitch is lying.
What is it, half-orc?
Oh, sorry, my... my throat's a little parched. I was singing here for 5 minutes. Can you come here and give me a drink there, buddy?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Let me get this guy a drink real quick. We go off in the corner.
All right, to the side.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you might... Sense
motive.
Sense
motive. Right now.
Okay. Here's some more spit for you. I'll have one.
I would like to sense
motive. Okay, thanks.
See if you can tell if he's lying.
Ah, nothing better.
Okay, yeah, nothing better.
Hot boar spit.
Hot boar spit. Just like Mama used to make.
Your mom was a pig?
No, she's a boar.
That is a...
Yeah, boar.
From Zeros.
16 altogether.
With the rest of your lying, cheating, stealing ways, you can't tell that if he's lying or
pickpocket him.
If he's lying. You don't think he's lying, I should say. Sorry.
Could I just tell him that his story's not lining up with the apocryphal theory?
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
He's like, well, what did you guys discover? Tell me what you discovered.
Well, you had told us that she did the, we'll call it a surgery to put the dick back on.
Yeah, that's what Klaus's wife said.
And she is not even realizing that his dick got slapped off.
She didn't... You're saying Ferrar never did the operation?
That's exactly what I'm saying, and that's by her own account.
Huh. Because I went, when I stopped by, that's weird, because I went to Bianzo's and he said that Ferrar also had.
Yeah, we got one of his jewels.
What does he sell there? I'm still not sure.
Bianzo said that Klaus had the operation, and I guess now that you mention it, Ferrar never mentioned that she did it. I guess I was just assuming. But anyway, I went to Klaus's after you guys had left, and the door was open a little bit, and as I knocked and I took a peek inside, and no one's there. Did they say they were leaving anywhere?
Cirrus is the one that talked to him.
He did not. He acted as if he was going to stay in bed for a while to repair the broken dick.
I think she put it on upside down.
She put it on the wrong side.
Maybe we should go check that out, guys.
Or we can go to those caves.
Caverns.
Sorry.
Don't get me started on the between caverns.
Did you guys find anything about the fire?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Did you guys find anything about the fire?
No. We're not even sure if they're related. Oh, wait. I think that they're trying to kill Zeros.
Really? You?
What?
Yeah, you didn't.
You never informed me of this.
Oh, I did it?
No.
No, I'm pretty sure they're trying to kill you, something about your father. Because when we were in the bar, and then as soon as you walked in, all those bandits were staring at you the entire time.
And they gave you that look.
Good and plus,
you're good looking.
Glinda Breezeway.
What is your charisma? What's her name?
Breezehole?
Something
Old Breezehole
was surprised that we were with you, so I'm pretty sure that they're after you, but I'm not sure if they're all related. We were having a drink and he told me all about it.
Yeah, in between fights.
I assume we told him that when we were figuring stuff out, I guess.
Alright, well, it sounds like something is a mission. I can't possibly believe it would be someone in town. I mean, I guess so. Out of everyone, Klaus and his wife are the newest residents.
What?
All right, we got to figure this out.
That's kind of weird.
Do you still want us to do this?
Didn't we ask last time how long everybody was here? I thought everybody had been here since the town started.
I don't have that in my notes.
I remember asking that.
Everybody was pretty friendly. How long?
I remember asking if there was like a conglomerate between all of the shops.
Yeah, I guess. I hear you saying that. I.
Well, I'm changing my story here for a second.
I'm an alcoholic. I was really drunk, guys.
Yeah, I mean, really though, Klaus and his wife are the newest residents.
How new?
I can't believe I never caught that before.
When did they move in?
I got a 19% motive.
Last year.
Last year?
So your town started last year? Is this what I'm hearing?
No, and he's like, oh my god. And he goes over to one of the bodies, and he like puts his hands down on the leather, mm-hmm. like at the neck, and he sort of starts like tearing everything open. And
sir, I had dibs.
Give me a moment. Hold on. He tears open the left side, and he sees, he goes, oh my god. And he shows you guys each the tattoo, which is the same as a holy symbol that David just had. And underneath it has the number 553. And he goes over to the next one, and he does the same thing, and under that one is 482. And these both have the exact same tattoo as the unholy symbol.
Can I check him to see if he has any tattoos?
Are you asking me? Sure, I guess.
Hey, Stern, strip down for us real quick.
Yeah, you don't have these same tattoos. All right,
he shows that, and there's no tattoo there.
The other arm?
Alright.
I would suspect you attend
that leg.
Wait, guys, I've discovered something. If you add up all the numbers that make up 553 and all the numbers that add up for 482, 553 equals 13 and 482 is 14. What do you think that means?
Absolutely fucking
nothing. Right. I think I'm up to agree with Snorlax over here.
But if you add those numbers together, then it's 27.
Relax, will you?
You guys did go to Bianzo's, right?
I mean,
you said you were there.
Yeah, that guy sucks. I mean...
Well, he's a bit eccentric. Yeah. I will say that. But he's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so...
Did you find anything there? Did you talk to him?
Snorlax, what did we find at Bianzo's? I can't remember.
Me neither.
Okay.
Well, judging by the rest of the accounts, he was probably removed.
Oh my god.
Forcibly from that store as well.
He sold shiny things.
Were they jewels?
Okay. Yeah, we were there. I don't like that guy. We found some coral.
Coral?
Can
I see it? Where?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Okay, I guess they were saying. It's like, oh... There's no doubt this is from the same tidal caverns that you had just mentioned.
Nah, probably coincidence. A lot of people go there, right?
Let's go to the Dragon Empire. It's about 4 days to the east.
it's about an hour's travel southwest.
Dragon Empire? Oh.
If this came off the bandits, then they surely must be holed up. That cavern was used centuries ago by pirates.
You coming with?
No, I'm gonna stay here and continue investigating. I want to see if I can find out what happened to Star. Or that's wow, that's me.
What happened to Star?
What happened to
I happened to me. That's who.
Oh, can you also tell us? Like earlier, we were in the bar, and these guys were dressed up. They told us they were miners, and later we found out that they're involved with the bandits. Do you actually have miners around here, or do you know who those guys might have been?
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Are miners allowed in here?
Jesus Christ. I was rolling really well last time. Well, another one.
We got all those out of you.
Okay, so you don't seem to remember. Can anyone else tell me about the miners from...
I know one guy's head smashed in.
Snorlax.
Whoa.
For perception, I got 23.
Okay, you noticed that you remember from prior that the guys in the Silver Narwhal were wearing the same
mm-hmm.
leather uniforms that these guys are wearing. They're mostly black and brown.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess, it's like, oh, then... So these guys are wearing the same uniform.
Yeah. They're okay. Wearing the same uniform.
I already knew that. So thank you.
Well, you didn't make the perception check, that's why. He asked you, and you were like, I don't remember.
You forgot. You're like, oh, I flew out of there real fast.
How do I forget if I said it?
They were wearing clothing.
So you don't know about any miners around here?
No, we don't have any mines.
All right. You know what, Starring? I think we're going to go to those cabins.
Let's do it.
You sure you don't want to check out the armory first?
Armory?
Yeah, the blacksmith.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Starring, is it legal if we take the stuff from...
I can take you over there and steal everything.
I'll come with you to Klaus's. It's on the way to the caverns anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So, I guess...
Like a tourist.
What's our traveling music?
Do you want traveling music?
Running on,
that's your cue. Running on. Cyrus, what do you want the song to be?
Perfect. I was just joking. Klaus, go ahead.
Oh, oops. Okay.
How long does it take to get there?
It's like a 5-10 minute walk.
Oh,
so...
We're talking about the armor, or the...
Klaus's blacksmith.
Yeah.
The blacksmith, too.
And what are we doing? Just trying to line up stories here?
Go in there.
I don't know.
Nobody in there. I'm going to go in there and kind of look around and see if we can find anything.
Loot the place.
So you guys are probably a little hungry.
You can't do that.
It has been roughly, what,
seven hours?
I drink a beer. I had a ration just now.
Alright, well, if you guys go ahead, I mean, deduct some rations if you have them.
Are there any food stands along the way?
There's a silver narwhal.
Alright, I stop in there and grab a sandwich.
Just kidding, they don't sell food.
What?
That came up before.
Yeah, it did. About breakfast. I only have 9.
Yum, 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 yum.
Dried whatever.
I love it. We're in town, we gotta eat our rations. But these people still pay me 39 gold. I'm not gonna... Much.
It's true. You did say yourself, it's a Thor.
Yep.
Well, that...
Well, before we go, we should stock up on rations at General's Generals.
Oh, so you guys want to turn back around?
No.
No, it's fine. Let's go into this house.
Let's go in the not be in the,
blacksmith.
Yep.
The place that you have called everything but a blacksmith.
Let's go ahead and go into
the National Guard Depot.
Let's go into the consignment shop over here and see what they got.
Okay, so, with Starn leading the way, you guys are kind of closely following behind.
Oh, I'm lawful good. I'm not going to steal anything.
You're not lawful good.
Being that lawful
oh,
good,
yeah, you're right. I'm lawful neutral.
No, I made an exception for being
lawful. Awfully neutral.
Awfully neutral?
I'm right. Awfully neutral. On the inside, because I'm going to roll some perceptions.
Yeah. He opens the door, he motions, he has to come in.
What's it look like inside before I get all perception-y?
It's just exactly as you would picture a blacksmith shop. There's weapons on the wall, there's armor hanging, and there doesn't appear to be anyone in there. What'd you roll?
I got a 23 again.
Okay. You can sort of tell through, your keen perception that...
And my low center of gravity.
That, the place seems to be kind of like someone had packed up in a hurry. And left.
Okay.
You can see that there's a bedroom on the back right corner.
I want to start heading towards that way while I'm looking around.
Okay. The bed's unmade. There's drawers from a dresser on the floor. There's hardly any clothing. There's bits and pieces of clothing in there.
Are there dick stains in the bed?
No. The sheets look completely clean.
Guys, there's no dick stains on this bed.
Okay.
And they didn't mention Star. This is Star. He didn't mention anything about you guys.
He never once brought up leaving to me, and this is, seems very odd. That
did
he...
you ask him? Did you ask to see the wound? I know that's.
You know,
I have to know. I'm
have
sorry.
This great
I never
trick.
Saw myself.
Did you say
either.
Anything offensive before you left?
No, I unfortunately, well, fortunately for me, did not ask to see any dick wound.
Okay.
But he made it, did not make it apparent that he was up and leaving. He made it seem like he was going to be bedridden and didn't really want to even open
the
shop.
Yeah, that's the same feeling I had too.
Is everybody like distracted talking to each other right now while I'm back in that room?
Sure.
Is there anything of value I can see?
Well, if you want to give me a separate perception check there. What's your alignment again?
Neutral.
Okay.
I got an 11.
There's 4 copper pieces on the dresser.
I will take them. And I will even use a sleight of hand to see if I can do it right.
Okay. Yeah. You just drop them on the ground.
Like a really loud noise.
Star, is it okay if I take this money?
And I got a... Oh.
An O.
To a 10.
All right. Yeah, you take the money off the dresser. It doesn't seem like anyone's noticed.
Good. Good.
All right. So, yep, they've left. I think we need to go to those caverns.
These people are fucking over the town. They ain't gonna miss four copper.
I'm all right with it.
You guys don't know what happened.
Hey, do you have four copper I can borrow?
I don't.
Okay.
Sounds like I do.
Oh. No, I'm okay.
Okay.
All right.
I should have a copper.
Why don't we as a group go to the caverns?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so yeah, Sarn kind of, he's stroking his beard. And he's kind of, it looks like he's thinking.
What?
Star likes they have beards.
Not very nice to stroke something in the house of a guy who can't stroke it.
Hey, you never checked.
Whoa!
Mr. Detective.
Should have went up to him and like,
helped him out. Act like he fell into him.
Yeah, if I recall, he didn't do, I don't think he did any sense of motive or perception. You just talked to the guy.
He seemed like a pretty nice guy.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah. I mean, you don't...
Yeah, his dick wasn't not gone. It's there still, I think.
Why did you ask to see it then, Starn?
I guess I was in the same boat as your friend here. I don't have the stomach for the thing.
You're homophobic, that's what it is.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Dwarves.
Yeah.
We are a secluded race.
It's not made out of rock. You don't have any interest, I'll tell you what.
Not widely traveled as you, Olmo, my friend.
Yep, you sure are.
Okay, so, and he's thinking...
Oh, sure, I'm sleepy.
Don't block the door.
We'll be fighting soon.
That's a Pokemon joke.
I didn't get it.
Don't block the door. Likes to
and I fell asleep. You and Bill and you have
yeah.
Yeah.
That
would be funny.
You're so fun. Anyway, Starn is just like, can I, if I add in a few more of my possessions... from my personal collection, will you go to the Tile Caverns and see this through?
Guys, we were already going to do that, and he's going to give us more stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure, we can do that.
Oh, sir.
I guess.
This is bigger than I thought it
we
was.
We were going to go anyway.
Is there any way we can commandeer any of these fine materials in this armory?
Yeah, can we... Well, can we get some of them beforehand to help us in battle?
I can't allow that. I don't know what's happened to Klaus. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happened with him and his wife. It looks like they left here in a hurry.
No, I meant the stuff that you're going to give us. Can we have a couple of them before we go just to help us in battle?
I need to see results. I apologize.
I think we've already shown enough results.
Starlex bashed that guy's head in.
Your friend here has upset...
You're welcome.
Upset the apothecary. Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Got thrown out of the Silver Narwhal.
You're welcome.
From all accounts, he's been nothing but a hassle.
Well, did you not know that the bartender is in cahoots with these guys?
Huh? Would you call him a hassle? Guys, we gotta play to our demographic a little bit.
Oh, you're right.
Continue. No, sorry,
two people who accidentally downloaded this. Yeah.
Was ist das?
Pathfinder.
This isn't that rare B-side hassle. Shrek. Anyway.
Oh, I told him that the bartender from the Silver Narwhal was in cahoots with the bandits somehow.
And he's... Okay, I will deal with him personally. I've known Dirge for a while, and I will get to the bottom of that.
Dirge.
So do you all agree to go to the Tidal Caverns?
Well, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, some of the stuff would help us out, but that's okay. We'll just get it when we come back.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go. I'll go.
Okay, we'll all go. We'll leave Stormax here and let him rest.
There might be wolves in there.
Ooh, I'm going. No, they only go in caves.
Mommy?
Like caverns. I'm going caverns, only caves.
Mama, can you hear me?
All right.
Okay, well...
Do we need more rations? I have 9.
I mean, have 4.
It's only about an hour's journey by foot.
along the coast.
I fly.
Oh god, I better get all week's worth of ashes.
By foot?
So I can get there, in a half an hour because I can fly, right?
How big it goes in front of everybody? Oh, doing it by myself!
See you guys a bit.
Yeah, if you want to split everyone up, you can go by yourself.
I do not. They get there and everyone just dead. No, I couldn't wait, guys. Killed everybody. So I guess I only get the rewards. Alright, let's go.
Alright, you guys go ahead and start your journey.
He'll be busy picking up.
Yeah, we'll be journeying, and then you'll just be picking up.
Yeah, what do you guys
all the Dio's gone.
So, Snorlax, tell us a bit about yourself.
Nothing, I was just raised by wolves. No big deal.
So, this guy never got his dick slapped off then? Is that what we're all concluding?
Well, if we catch this guy, we're going to do it.
So here I got a strategy for you guys. So I can kind of trip people. So if I trip people, you guys can come in and finish the deal.
You can kind of, I don't understand, like what do you do?
With your whip? My whip here, yeah, I can kind of trip people, but I'm not that strong a guy. I'm more of a flute player than a muscle guy, so.
And so you can't do that awesome song again for 8 levels?
Not that one I did before. I can do like a toned down version.
I was hoping you would save it for the final boss and just, we can two-shot him. Oh, you can't do that?
No. But, I do have some spells here I can cast.
Yeah?
Fun. Yeah.
I can
cure you guys.
We're gonna cheat. Let's do it on the boss.
Is anybody hurt? Did you take any damage?
I don't think anybody took any damage.
I thought Snorlax did.
My hit points are at maximum.
Nobody got hurt so far?
No, because we kind of scared the other guys off after he burst the other guy's head open like a melon. We're like, okay, guys, you want to be part of that? And they're like, no, we're good.
He's just like, holy shit, Steve!
I'm afraid to fly this.
Steve! Yeah, the dice aren't as good as they were last time.
No.
I'm behind the bad guy.
Oh, joking, my HP is at 7.
I thought you did got hurt.
What?
Wasn't it the fire that hurt you from the burning?
Oh, that's right.
I can't remember.
I think you're going
to get. Can you heal him on our way to.
That would be up to Olmo.
That's what I'm asking.
You got a healing spell. Do you want to use up my healing spell for the day already?
You only have one?
I don't remember you using it.
Do they heal the whole group or just one person?
Just one person.
Let's wait a bit. How many points?
1d8 plus 1.
What's your max?
12.
Yeah, you'll be fine for now. Then we have a bunch of. Well, we should divvy up the cure light wounds potions so that way everybody at least has one.
I should probably divvy those up. I got the.
There's two of them.
There's two of them?
How do we divvy that?
I thought
there's three because the one had two and then you had the one from the inn.
Yeah.
Okay, if you guys could all make a perception check for me.
I'm perceiving. I got a 20.
Alright.
I got an 11.
11. Jesus.
Cirrus at some point.
He got a 7, whatever, plus whatever.
I'm playing some travel music while we're going.
But I got an 11.
So do you have 3 potions of Cure Light Wound, or just one?
Okay, as you guys are walking
let's
in closer
take one.
To, to the caverns, you haven't seen any caves yet. No. I think you're going
wait,
right
caves or caverns?
Alright, anyway.
Thanks for the description.
Well, through your playing, you start to smell something. It smells like...
Somebody shit themselves?
Not that kind of smell.
Oh.
It smells like cooking meat.
Yeah, smell cooking meat. I sniff that.
It seems like it's coming from the direction you're going in. It
smells like
but you definitely smell like cooking...
guys, hold on!
No, okay, I want to fly up and see if I can see anything.
Okay. What do you see? I'm just kidding.
I smell that. There's something cooking here.
Okay, I'll fly up and investigate.
Okay. Go ahead and give me another perception check.
Look good, too. Does it smell like ration?
Jesus Christ.
It's a 4.
Oh, I got a hero point. I forgot.
You can see the ocean. It is making a very pretty sound as the waves crash against the shore.
Wait, I say, wait, guys. Let me perceive harder.
What's everybody else doing while he's doing that?
Jesus Christ. I quit.
And you think, you think you can see rocky formations off in the distance. That is it.
So they all look like Sylvester Stallone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, in the distance you see a bunch of this.
Alright, and yeah, otherwise you guys can talk amongst yourselves as you're heading along your journey here.
So, Syros, tell us about yourself.
There isn't much to tell.
Kinda.
I live my life in the shadows.
Why would people try to be killing you?
Kinda wish
I should also mention it's like 3 p.m. and it's, the sun's pretty bright over.
I'm holding my cloak over my head.
No one sees me. I kinda wish we would have found out more about these bandits, but I don't think anybody knew anything.
They all wear the same color armor.
I don't want to go in there blind and not know like what we should have had.
Well, they're scared of people getting their face smashed in. So
yeah.
I mean, as long as we do that, we'll be all right.
I think we're good.
I don't think Snorlax is about ready to fall asleep though.
So. Yeah, that's how he is.
He's like, no, he's like.
Snorlax, is there anything you'd like to add?
I'm just in character.
Okay, actually, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Sorry, I just did.
No, another one.
Everybody or him?
Just him. Oh.
18, boom.
Okay. As you're walking, you look over to your right a little bit into like there's the plateaus of Anoran there. And there's a couple trees, which for the most part is just fields of grass. And you notice one particular tree has a large brown lump sort of at the bottom of it.
You gonna do anything about it?
God, that's a lumpy tree.
And then we keep walking?
Keep walking.
Or should we go over to it?
Hey, hold up, guys. Look at this lumpy tree.
Yeah, tree.
I walked to the lumpy tree.
You're gonna walk to the lumpy tree?
Tree's got knots in it. That's weird.
As you get a little closer, you notice that it's a dead animal of some sort. You get...
Inside the tree?
At the foot of the tree.
Oh, no, the tree doesn't have a lump. It's
I told you what you saw, and then you told me what you saw, so...
What kind of animal is it?
You can tell that it's a grizzly bear. It's a very large bear.
That's a big lump.
Yeah, that's not what you notice the most, though. What you do notice is right above the corpse, carved into the tree, it simply says, Geary was here. 823
11. He killed that innocent bear! I'm mad about it, but kind of not mad about it, because I'm pretty fucking neutral, so...
If it was a wolf, you would be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But Gary's your mortal enemy.
We should investigate the body, at least. Maybe he left a message in there for you.
Why would he put that on the tree? Gary was here. He's always going around doing that shit. God, I hate that guy.
Who is Gary Snorlax?
He's my mortal enemy. I hate him. We used to be friends.
We hang out all the time.
We used to hang out all the time, but we're not friends anymore. He's a jerk.
One more Pokemon.
I investigate the dead bear.
Okay. You can see without much perceiving that the bear looks like it had... The bear's got a bunch of claw marks down its torso across its face, and you notice that it's missing one paw. And then... through further investigation, you can see that its own paw is actually impaled into its body. So it looks like whoever did this, possibly Gary, killed the bear with its own claw after removing it.
What is up with Gary? What is this guy? Like, is he...
He's a pussy.
Let's just say he's not neutral.
Or at least he's...
How long does it look like this has been here?
About a week.
I have craft butcher.
All of a sudden,
I
want to create rations. Really gross.
I am not eating anything that's been sitting there.
I'm a craft butcher and cartographer. I make bloods.
I do have two crafts. I haven't selected a second one.
Oh.
Two crafts.
Really? Even
don't you tell him what he can't do.
No, but like right there.
Omo.
There's two checks.
Well, yeah, you can perform too. Doesn't mean you have those.
Well, yeah, but those aren't checked. Mm-mm. Those are both checked. So aren't I supposed to pick two?
What are you looking at?
Okay, now as you guys are continuing along the path, you can definitely, all of you now, smell.
I want to be playing a song going.
He wants to be the very best.
You start to smell...
bah, 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 bah.
You start to smell burning. Burning, like, meat. Something's burning. Burning food.
I smell burning meat.
And off in the distance a little bit, just kind of cresting over the horizon,
it's
you can see
the cause.
You can see a light appear. Even in the, it's roughly 3:45. just off in the horizon as you guys are coming down the path, you start to see a light in the very middle of the road sort of appear.
I want to get off the road. I want to, like, kind of...
Do we all say this? This light?
No.
Yep, everyone sees it.
I just kind of want to, like, I'm not going to, like, run into the woods, but just, like, kind of enough where I can see the path.
Well, there's no woods. There's a couple trees, but for the most part, it's complete grassland, sort of.
Is this light getting closer?
Left side's ocean.
All right, I want
to... Yeah, you guys are walking towards it.
I want to once again fly up and see if I can see...
Is it getting closer to us, or are we getting closer to it?
Does it look like a campfire?
Like, does it look like moving towards us?
Or what is it?
You can give me a perception roll.
I shall perceive it.
I got 14.
I perceive nothing.
Okay. But you, although what you think it might be is a fire of some sort. Snorlax thinks it's,
seeing how our paladin is running behind a single tree.
That's scary!
I think that's a fire. That's the light we're seeing. So you can come out behind that tree, dude.
I was gonna fly it.
Post his head around the door.
Oh my god, sure.
My family was killed by fire.
Alright, let's keep...
Cyrus lost his pants. You remember when he lost his pants?
Should we just keep going?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. You guys continue walking?
How do you just touch my dick?
At least you have
it's Cyrus.
Jeez, sorry.
Cyrus, you guys get just a little bit closer, everyone can definitely see that it's a fire. And it's burning pretty high. And off
kind
to
of
the...
perception, see everything around it.
Watch a smoke.
Okay, you can see that it's definitely a very large fire, and you can see what appears to be possibly the caverns you guys are looking for. Starn said it would be about an hour's travel southwest.
Well, I was more interested in seeing if there's people around the fire.
Okay, but I want to see any movement of any
firemen. Hold on. We are but adventurers. Let's go into the cavern.
I know. I just want to do one thing. I just want to use my knowledge of religion to see if it's some kind of, like, pyre or some kind of religious thing.
Okay.
Should I even roll, or are you just going to say it doesn't even matter?
You're
just going
to
say
you're pretty far away to determine that, but you mean give me a roll.
I thought it was...
It's a fire. It was nearly a 20.
No, I know.
It went from 20 to 2.
20?
No, 2.
Where does zero go?
Okay.
Christ.
All right, as you guys are getting a little closer, you're just about to the mouth of the cave, and I will go ahead and
start doing my terrible map drawing.
So I'm closer to the fire?
Yeah, you guys are...
I want to do the religious check again.
Okay, cool. Well,
15.
We'll do perceptions.
I just ready my dagger, or my sword. For combat. 12.
David, stop being your eyes close to mine.
Alright, and then as you guys... What is
the area behind? Is it like savanna, or is it...
Yeah, out to here is sort of...
is the grass like high?
It's pretty high. It's taller than you, that's for sure. Oh. But for everyone else, it's kind of up to like chest height, maybe.
I will try to be stealthy as well. I didn't perceive much of anything. I got a 12.
Okay.
I don't think I got much of a stealth going there either. Why 11.
Okay, and as you guys are just about, okay, almost believe soon, just kind of ducking into the grass.
Guys, I'm going to the grass here.
Okay, I light the grass on fire.
Okay,
Okay,
well, I'll just assume that Snorlax and Cyrus are continuing on towards the fire.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm ready to find out what this is.
Okay, if you guys want to go ahead and give me a perception check, then we'll just have it. Olmo and Oyla will be out here.
No,
this is the cave.
The fire.
This is the.
I walk up blindfolded.
Yeah,
I see everything.
For real?
Nice.
For reals.
Because I want to go and I was going to try to do a really good
thing. You can tell just by the smell. And
this is the cave, right?
Yeah, going in here is the cave. Sorry.
Acting, role playing.
I don't even have my eyes
just
open.
By the smell.
You can
alone.
Tell by the smell what's going on.
And the sight, Snorlax is not paying attention, that these are all bodies inside.
In the fire?
Yeah, these are fire. And through closer investigation with your incredibly perceptive eyes, you can see Klaus and his wife are actually dead and burning.
In the fire?
Yeah.
I see if he has a dick.
They're separate. They're
probably
away from the pile. But they're definitely among the dead here.
Can I check to see if he has a dick?
Sure. Go ahead and give me a reflex.
A reflex?
So yeah, you catch on fire.
I'm just looking. I don't want to open his
you
dick.
You can't tell. He's on fire.
We can't see if anybody.
Oh, I thought you said he
first?
Wasn't in the fire.
No, he's on fire, but he's not in the pile. And you can also tell that these guys are all, including Klaus and his wife, are all wearing the same brown and black uniforms that the rest of the group, that the bandits you had killed prior to this one.
From the grass, I go, look and see if they have tattoos!
Okay, I look to see if they have tattoos.
Okay. You can kind of make out through, like, the bits that have burned off. You can sort of maybe see something, but you can't tell for sure. If you want to give me a perception check, maybe we can see further. Alright, you got it.
You have to...
Yeah. You want to land that so everyone can see it? Or just somebody?
Okay. Well, no one's seen it, so let me try again.
13 plus, okay. plus.
You can't tell through the melting...
I try to put... I want to...
17?
Yeah. You can't tell through, like, the melting flesh and the leather sort of burning into the bodies that...
I put out the fire.
Come out of the ground.
I want to try to put out the fire.
Okay, it's...
My wings...
That just
okay.
Just the smaller places, like I want to like flap.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
The smaller one, like Klaus and his wife, since they're off.
Okay. I guess.
Even blowing stuff, man.
I guess go ahead and give me a fly check. We'll see how hard you can flap. No, maybe we should do. All right.
He can do whatever he wants.
Okay. Through some otherworldly ability, maybe King Kayleen stepped in. You're able to blow out the fire on this body here.
What?
And it appears to be, yeah, just, you've never seen Oilo work so hard in the less than 24 hours you've been together.
What? I've been doing somersaults all day.
If there's a man to blow, he's our man.
Yeah, he did a somersault, and then the fire just went poof. But, yeah, this, Sirius can't confirm that this was, in fact, the body of Klaus, who he interviewed previously.
And now you can check and see if he has a dick.
Yes.
Can I see if he has a dick, or if it's been attached recently?
Okay, you can...
Also...
Yeah, he does, in fact, have a horribly burned penis.
But is it attached recently? So can I tell if there's, like, scar tissue
around
the...
Does it look
like
he
has
solder
on it? From what you can tell, it does not. It looks
oh,
like
he lied to us.
He definitely would heal, Jack.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give me heal.
I don't know heal. Let's just move on.
I don't think that's a class skill.
No, anybody can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. Oh, yeah, you can.
All right.
Okay, from the very limited medical knowledge you have, it doesn't appear that this was reattached at any point.
Would 3 gallons of boar spit be able to put the bigger fire out?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, boar spit is made of pure alcohol.
I guess let's go in the caves, fellas.
Let's do it.
With Snorlax leading the way.
Let's do it.
As soon as we enter the cave, I go into stealth.
It's dark, right?
The remainder of the game without playing.
Yeah, okay. If one of you guys want to, if all of you are looking in the cave's entrance, go ahead and give me a perception check.
11.
What did I even have?
You had a 17.
Okay.
11.
The cave, you can see immediately that there's a kind of a soft green glow coming from bits of the cave, and it looks very similar to that piece of coral you guys found in Bianzo's shop. It's dark, it's a dim light, but it's enough to see for the most part. There are pockets of darkness in areas that you can't tell, but you can see sort of a main path winding through.
Who has dark? Do halflings have dark vision?
Do you have dark vision?
Mm-hmm.
You can see in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
That's what dark vision means.
Oh, right. Do you have that?
You can see 60 feet.
Homo, mm-hmm. Can you...
But,
you just call me Homo? Hey, Homo, help me over here.
Homo.
Homo,
you got dark vision?
You can see... You can't see quite as well as Oila can, but you can see enough to...
I don't have any special vision properties.
Yeah. You should, because if you're half-orc...
I can see the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, half-orcs have...
You're just human, right?
I have low light vision.
Half-orcs have... No, you have dark vision.
10-50.
I have low dark vision.
I can only see when it's lowly dark. So, okay, I guess.
Oh, we're by the ocean.
Yeah, the ocean's out here. These are called the tidal caverns.
Does anybody have like any small thing?
I have no idea.
Light?
If what if I wanted to empty out my or pour the boar spit on it, then go fill up with ocean water, go back and forth until I put these people out, because I feel like this is an unholy burial of sorts, and it offends my God.
Why don't we just move on?
Okay, well, while you guys are discussing what to do then, Oyla can go back and forth. You can empty out his precious alcohol.
How long will it take?
Until your teammates here get sick of it.
Oh my God, I'm already sick of it.
Okay.
You haven't even done it yet.
I don't do that.
Okay.
I would like to do a stuff check.
So you sort of, you're still dumping out and just like, and you just put your keg back.
Hey, Oily.
Okay, but I make a quick prayer to Caden to bless these people and...
Okay. Should you take a swig too?
Yeah, I take a swig.
Should we just... Hey, Trent, will you go get us beers?
Awesome, sounds
should we introduce Trent?
No.
Trent's our intern that we've hired.
We've hired for no money.
That's what an intern is. Yeah, I'll take a beer.
Me too.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks to...
I will go get one when I'm finished with mine. I want to recount of how awkward it is when you walk by my way.
Yes, please. Also, can I do a stealth check? I would like to hide in the shadows, though.
Are we in? Let's
go
in.
So it's going to be pretty hard to hide where you're at because you're outside, so...
And there's a giant fire behind you.
I am going to...
Who is here?
That is,
It's okay.
That's Olo.
Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Olo has only four letters.
I know, but it sounds so much like mine that I get it confused.
As you throw your glowing pebble down the cavern there, you can see one shadowy figure sort of run by, notice it, and stare straight out at you. And he's obviously been seen. So, you guys go ahead and roll for initiative. He's not happy about it. All that training in stealth school, and this is what happens?
Wait, and I'm up here, right? Because,
you're putting out fires. He thinks the fire is lead.
Oh, that's right. I'm in the middle of putting out the fire.
I'm conveniently
So am I in combat since I'm putting out the fire?
No, I guess you don't notice. You don't see the. You don't see.
I'm being stealthy. Can someone else warn this guy that there's combat?
I already said there's something. There's something moving. Yeah, Oily's going back and forth 30 miles. So I don't know what he's doing. I don't care about that cave and saving the town. I gotta stop the fire.
I'm saving these people. They're burning an unholy fire. Caden would be offended.
It could be a prairie fire at any moment.
That's true. Think about all the lives I'm saving.
Look at all the animals I saved. In the past life, I was a ranger. I couldn't find any trails.
It's funny, while I'm in the middle of this, Dustin's and a big wave comes in and puts out the fire.
What do you get? No.
And then you just go,
oh. Caden, your humor!
All right. From the top, Olmo.
I have 14.
14. David? Oyla?
I thought I was putting out this fire. I did roll a 19, though.
Okay, well, too bad.
I've got a 10.
So this is a 10.
15. I like the reversion of
15. It. 15. So when I goes first, I could suggest that you try to yell to Oyla that there's...
Where am I at this moment?
I want to know where you're coming back.
What's a free action? Yeah, I was like, we got trouble.
I guess it
hasn't yelled it.
You yelled it since you
projecting
since you're, trained in such a thing.
Sing it to him.
Okay.
Trouble!
I know all these people are on fire.
I yell out.
Go ahead.
There's a guy gonna kill us.
Go ahead and roll perception. Go ahead and roll initiative.
I didn't tell you.
Well, let's have it to where, you're out for one round as you're coming back in.
Okay.
Well, we got a...
21.
Right. Never mind. He just shows up and...
Hey, just lands.
I'll go first.
I'll stop him.
Okay, so I'm out. So,
for this round, you're on your way in from the...
That
from
was
the
your
shore.
Turn.
Okay.
That was your turn, basically.
You can't smite again today, can
you?
No. You could smite. You could be smitten.
That's a free action.
He's so cute.
Oh, look at the little man.
I thought they were miners.
Snorlax. Pervert.
Miner.
Tiny.
Snorlax.
So we see this guy up here, right?
Yep.
Unlike past events.
I just imagine him thinking that their leaves is going to go this.
How far is my field of vision here? You can see with that, with the pebble that Omal threw, you can see this entire area lit up pretty well. And not to mention there was already that sort of bioluminescent coral that sort of sprinkles the walls.
What I'm asking is if I ran up to him here, would I see more if I'm here?
You can see, I mean, just sort of your peripheral vision, you can kind of see down here more. But for the most part, I mean, if you're focusing on him,
you can smack
him. Okay, I run up to him.
And smack him in the head with your hammer.
Believe that is an attack of opportunity.
Four.
Don't you get one when they enter? When you enter their space?
No.
Or is it just leaving? Is it just leaving?
Yeah, I think so.
I
got
a shed
online when I try to do that. So
really?
I think it's that way.
Because doesn't, I mean, I don't want to get into like rules of it. Doesn't it make sense to where like if someone's like running into you that you have the.
I don't think
if
I'm
like
running
this,
into attack. Like you think that.
Yeah.
Like if I'm running at you with a sword.
That's what I thought too, but I don't think that.
If anything, they'd get like a thing of like deflection or blocking or something.
Anyway.
No.
Okay, so you're going to attack?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
With my Warhammer.
Of justice?
Yep.
And
of
sleeping
time? Of neutrality.
Okay. This might hurt you, I hope it does, but I sort of hope it doesn't.
This still has your friend's blood on it.
Steve!
No, that's not
gonna
do it.
Oh, that's not a hit. We're trying to need him.
Right. We just lost our two German fans. Or the guy with two computers. Alright, now it goes to the lovely Omo.
One of my weapons ready. I don't want to cast a spell, so I'm going to pull out my crossbow and gear that up. So that'll be my turn. Well, I guess I'll move to position myself better here.
Oh, shit. All right.
Does he see me?
Were you stealthing?
I was. I rolled a 15.
Really?
18? 18.
A
32.
That would be a 32 ounce. you do not think he sees you.
Wait, I don't think that?
Well, you don't can't tell if somebody sees you.
I'm confused by your wording. I don't think he sees me?
You do not think he sees you.
The only way you'll know if he sees you is if you move by him and he gets an attack of opportunity by you.
Yeah, because
but you won't be able to get up to him anyway.
One, two, three. And then I'm going to attack him with my short sword. If he doesn't see me, that would allow for me to get my extra move. If he does, I can't.
Well, not an extra move. You get two dives.
I mean,
dice. You get two dice. Right?
Yeah, I get
two
d6.
Yeah.
Yep.
Per two level.
Okay. Let's see if I hit him.
He says, put that away. No, I'm sorry.
Wow, ooh. I don't even hit him. My God.
He doesn't see you miss him.
He's really. He's doing a practice cut.
He feels this cool. Sort of this like cool breeze, like a fan on low, swimming by his ear. And for a moment, he's like, oh, it's refreshing.
So he gets 10 hit points back.
Yeah, he feels a lot better about himself and his life. Alright. Yeah.
Just kiss, guys. Yeah. Just kiss.
Just kiss.
Just kiss. Aww.
Alright. This poor dumb initiate who only sees.
What are you doing, Cliff?
Why do you see both now?
Oh, it's true.
It's alright. No homos.
Who
on
turned
this.
The fan on low? Oh, where'd you come from?
Sorry, no homos.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, Jesus
Christ.
I'm gonna move into your personal space, Tyler. No homo.
We're gonna die again. What just happened?
You rolled a 20.
Crazy. Did you confirm it yet?
Yeah, no, I haven't confirmed
it. Okay. To hit who? Cameron?
Yeah.
No way.
Double 20.
Ooh. Oh, that's gonna hit.
Where's your AC at?
17 is my AC.
Yeah, that hits.
You're gonna die.
Alright. Yeah, that's triple damage. But you know what? I'll do double.
Oh, what a guy. You're still gonna
come
die.
Come on, one.
You're dead.
Eight.
Negative one.
God
damn
it.
Well, this game used to be fun.
I'm sorry.
I'm still having a blast. I'll be okay. There's only one dude left.
Yeah.
So do I...
One dude left or one
and
dude
you
on
are
the
now... You're now flying. So, yeah, you just kind of
land
here.
No, I don't want to land. I want to keep flying.
Oh, okay, I'll like
you. Probably come up as soon as he falls down to the ground.
I go, no!
Very angrily.
Then I can move 60. How does the diagonal work? I was confused. It's one and then two and then one.
You can go one, two.
It'd be like one, three, four, six, seven, whatever.
Then I can move. I always forget. Is it 5 feet?
It's 5 feet per square.
So I can move. And I'm moving
12. 60 divided by 5 is 12. 12.
And this is 8, 9, 10.
This is a cave open enough for him to fly in there.
It's about 20 feet.
Can I, like, fly in and just...
I mean, he could be a little bit off the ground.
Can I just fly and just, like, whack him? I don't know how that works.
I guess you could do a charge.
Okay. Fly charge!
Fly charge.
Yeah. You can do a straight line for charge.
Yeah. So, I mean...
I mean, you're... I don't know where you're going from. So.
I guess you were over here.
I don't know.
I don't want to get all real Nazi on it, because I've been doing that too much already, so...
I guess just go ahead and land there, and I'll just set the view everything.
Okay, do I attack him?
Yep.
I'm sure our audience will let us know, too.
Oh, Jesus. That's a one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Alright, what kind of weapon do you have?
An axe.
Okay. Sort of swing your axe down and just sort of like, you get it stuck in the sand. You go pull back out and it's not coming up.
In the sand? What a terrible place to get your axe caught.
Oh, I'm sorry. At least I'm not dead.
Yeah.
How did your
he projected
axe stuck
that
in
through
sand?
His dream.
What do you mean? I swung
it's
it at him.
But it's sand.
But it's like wet sand.
All right. Snorlax. All right, you're at negative.
Right. Well, impossible to get back out.
Hey.
It's cement sand.
Well, let me see if you don't die.
Okay. Plus what?
This constitute would be like a fortitude save.
Plus what? Fortitude or constitution?
Fortitude.
Four?
That's like a 12. Or I mean, I got 16.
You stabilize.
I'm stabilized! Woo!
No, you're still unconscious.
Yeah, you don't get to talk.
I suck my blood back in.
Oh, oh yeah.
That's the stuff.
Alright. Almo.
Do I get clear shot at him?
Yep.
Please hit.
You.
Please hit more. This is one?
Nope, it's four.
It's
okay. Seven total.
Pretty cool. That's a miss.
You keep getting closer and closer.
Alright, zeros.
Alright, I'm going to step behind him.
Ooh, dang.
I'm gonna roll to see if I hit. For 8. Jeez, man, this is sad.
Dustin, you guys are hard.
God.
Let's go back to the it.
I don't even.
Yeah, this is a toxic breeze.
I don't even want to roll now. Okay, so.
Well, let's edit this whole part out.
Like, who would do that?
Yeah, seriously.
Turn around the zeros.
I keep moving further away from you. You keep
hey, look at that. He
closer.
Missed.
What?
Yep. With, what is your AC, though, just in case?
Why don't you say what you got?
You got a 5 or something.
Yeah, the 5
it's
plus
six.
Whatever.
Oh, my.
Your AC 6?
AC's 3.
There's no way your AC 6.
I just have a vest made out of kittens.
His AC is higher than mine.
My AC's less than touch.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. You have that studded masterwork. Leather armor now, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You're like a badass. Oila!
He's flanked now, right?
Yes.
Alright, I'll
hit him
again.
You're just gonna roll an 8.
Well, yeah, yank.
Oh, that's right. Yank my axe out of the sand.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Yeah.
Good job.
Awesome. Wait, see?
I can't believe I have an iron armor message.
Do you?
Yeah.
Caden Kaling's got some weird
comments. You didn't have to do a strength check or anything to take the axe out of the ground?
Shut up.
Oh, well, it is sand. I don't know how anybody would get caught in wet sand.
God. Well, you rolled
you got
one.
The one rule not to
you
shut up.
No, you said shit happens. All right. See, you throw a battle axe in the sand. You probably have.
Next.
You're probably the only person here who has. Almo. Oh, no, it is. Oh, wait, no, he's not going to work. That's okay, it's you.
No one's
does it take a full round to reload my crossbow? Just a normal one.
It's just a light one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just reload it now.
It breaks.
Oh my god. Worst Pathfinder players ever. God. Have we hit him yet?
No.
No.
But he's killed one of them.
That's a one. That's a one.
Let's watch. You guys do have your points.
I'm not using it on just one person.
This is our first battle.
Just saying.
Remember when he just hit people in the head and they blew up?
Remember when I died too quickly to even do anything?
Yeah. But we ended that. I mean, never mind.
Yeah, these were the same guys. That's so funny.
Were they? What the fuck?
They're a lot easier when they're not paying attention.
Yeah, and also, so you guys were hitting your rolls then, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You used them all.
Now we go down to the lovely Syros.
All right, let's try it again.
Yeah.
He's flanked, so you should still get the... When he's flanked, you get the 2d6.
Right.
Yeah. 18.
Yeah.
18. That's definitely a
hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
2d6 plus 3.
Can we just continue on into the cave and leave? Can you Snorlax there? Because... 8.
11 altogether.
Plus.
Nice.
He is... he's bleeding pretty bad. Looks like he could go at any moment.
So what happened to me after I did my little botch?
I'm just gonna have it to where, you miss him, and, you hit the wall, and it sort of sends out this loud, ping sound through the cave.
It's probably even worse than what had happened.
So...
Who put that alarm system there?
Okay. Alright.
You guys are monsters.
He's gonna one last desperation.
Roll 20.
Yeah, he's gonna take out his dice and just roll a new 20.
28? What the?
Hit. Zeros.
That hits.
Yep.
That definitely hits.
For a whopping. Oh. 2.
I'm dead. I'm just kidding.
At this point, I believe it.
What are you doing?
I want to blame,
Yeah, what are you doing?
Writing down my HP.
He just left fumbling on his page. I got 8 character sheets here, guys. Yes.
Got my backstory, my foreshore.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Got my foreskin. All right, oil up.
Me?
Yep. You did retrieve your axe out of the sand.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if this guy might be more valuable, kind of alive than dead.
He does hit a lot better than we do.
Okay, since he has his back towards me, I want to...
Whisper something in his ear.
You're just gonna die.
I want to grab, do the classic hostage. Well, I don't think these guys care much about their people because they just burned a bunch of them outside. I kill him. I try to kill him. Let's see how this goes. That is a 10.
That's close, but it's not.
Okay.
I try to shoot again. What is that? 20.
It is.
You got 1 hit point left. I want to fucking blow his head up. We got 20 again.
Yeah, that definitely is a hit. You don't even need to roll for damage.
I want to.
Me hurt.
Omo kill.
This is going to be the only one.
6 points of damage.
Yeah, he just, that crossbow bolt just rips straight through him.
And hits Syros, and he dies.
Punch myself in the mouth.
And he just sort of falls to his knees slowly, and then falls over in the sand.
Dramatic. Drama queen.
Oh god, just die, Jesus fuck.
Okay, we're out of combat. I take, his.
Not mine, his.
Have
you seen that before?
His potion and feed it and administer it to him. Administer.
Open wide breaths.
Let's pitch a potion bottle on him.
How much HP do I get for that?
I don't know.
Where is HP pot there? DM.
Cure Light Rune.
CM.
And I'm at negative one, right?
I believe it's just like a spell, and it's 8.
He gets max from it?
It's 1d8 plus whatever the level it was.
So it was level 1.
Yeah, it's only 1.
So
what?
Max?
So back to max? No, roll and roll a d8.
Wait, do I roll it or he roll?
Oh, I'll just have him roll it. It's going
in. But I like to roll.
3.
Should have had 2 with me.
Yeah. His 2 is way better than that 3.
So
alright, so you were at 2.
I'm at 2?
Yeah. I'll just go with that for now.
And
you can push it.
Yep. Not right. Mine.
I would like
to. You can lick some of it that sort of dribbled on your chin instead of shoving it in your mouth.
I administered it.
Search body.
They don't dribble.
Yeah, that's why I woke him up so he could go, search body! As soon as I wake up.
Loot that chin!
I feel fine. Let's see what this guy
has. If he has Masterwork leather armor, I need it. Because I only have regular standard armor.
This guy has the best armor in the game. I need it.
Okay. He has a spear.
Plus one.
Who's looting him?
Pretty nice.
Okay.
A spear plus one? A magic one?
That's what it is. I mean, that is what fucked up Karen again.
I'll take the spear.
So it's a magic spear.
A friendship.
The spirit
what?
Of friendship?
Because Francis, is that my buddy?
I thought you were gonna be like, make a fortitude save.
No, I wasn't gonna make it crackle with red energy. And then have Tyler.
Who would have Zoom? Is he disintegrate?
You have to say hung among us 3 times before you use it though.
I'm never gonna use it then.
That would be funny.
Does he have studded masterwork leather armor?
No.
What? All
the
other ones
they have besides the awesome magic item.
Is it plus one magic?
Plus one.
I thought it was just.
Do your GM homework.
I know. This is pathetic. Let me see. I didn't realize plus one was magic. I thought it was just, well.
It's the initiate, right?
Yeah.
Cool picture.
GM's homework.
It is actually just a spear. The plus one is what he gets to attack with.
Oh, yeah, I'm being dumb.
If it was magic, it'd be plus one in front of it.
So he doesn't have...
It's just a spear.
No, I'm just saying the armor. He doesn't have the armor that all the other people had?
No, it's just normal leather armor.
Damn it.
Okay.
Caden, damn it.
Do you have any heal potions or coin or something?
He has 2 scrolls of Cure Light Wounds.
Nope, I want them.
Okay.
No, you have.
2 scrolls of Burning Hand.
I can use all scrolls with my
burning one.
Yeah. It's the same holy symbol that.
Is it alright if I take the 2 burning hands?
I smite the holy symbol.
Sure
I already have one, I don't need 2.
Snorlax sleepily says.
Suros doesn't read.
My dad never taught me.
That's funny because the wolves taught me.
Your dad must be stupid.
He has 9 gold pieces.
My dad said.
9 gold pieces.
I have 6 fingers.
Divide that up.
I thought he was counting. I thought you were going to be our secretary.
Our who?
Banker. You?
Oh, I do have the party sheet.
Yeah. 9 gold coins.
I got the party sheet, y'all.
I want to use smite on the holy symbol.
You can't. You already used it.
Oh, wait, not smite. What? Oh, yeah.
Smitten?
I want to smitten it.
I would be smitten by the holy symbol.
I want to destroy it.
Oh, you said 9
gold
pieces?
I want to destroy it.
Yeah,
you
did.
9. I want to destroy it.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Okay. You put it underneath your foot, you step on it, and it breaks.
Yay!
Go 69 gold.
I say mazel tov.
Yeah, you hear this sound.
Okay, then I go back to putting out the fire. I'm just joking, depending on that.
I do.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I
kind
of
want to.
I guess I'll try to do that.
What? Bro, you're gonna have to be pretty close if it's.
No, to use scrolls.
No.
I have to use magic device, and it's like 20 plus for all.
Jesus.
20 plus its level. I got a plus 8 to it, so I'm not that worried.
So I'm at 3 HP.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. So let's keep on going, guys.
Okay, well.
Well. I do have healing scrolls.
I'm at 2 HP.
Which I don't
I'm at
have
max.
To
Must be
use
nice. What's
my
your
thing
max?
For.
10.
Damn.
So I will cast, I will use 2 of the scrolls, 1 on Snorlax and 1 on Syrox. Snorlax first. He gets...
Woo! About four.
Heroes gets... Nine.
Which puts me at max.
I'll go ahead and use another one on Zero. Or not Zero, but...
Go ahead!
You take these really well.
You know, sometimes I'd give you some of these hit points if I could. I feel really good.
I'm gonna, like, stand guard and do a perception
right
check while he's doing it.
Okay. That's much better. Seven.
Nine.
Write it down.
Seven. Yeah, write it down. Well, I'm not gonna just write down in between it when he's using two of them.
H3.
Oh.
So six plus...
Zero.
Zero?
Yep.
I'm helpful.
And I do have dark vision.
I smell salt water.
There's a pencil right there.
Oh, hey, there's my pencil.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
With your incredibly perceptive...
I thought you were saying hunger monk.
Oh, my God.
You can see that. Okay, sort of dips
off.
You're
going to hate me after this. We start mining again.
I'm...
Choice.
I hope we meet a magic witch that can hear me.
And that is what you can see once again, just sort of the same coral, just sort of slowly, like, not slowly, like lining the walls here.
Okay, I want to do knowledge religion if I can pick up any kind of. Because I'm pretty sure these guys are into some weird religious cult.
Yeah,
cult?
Yeah, they're part of
cult?
The Norgobor
cult. Like
God-wise,
can I sense any religious god magic?
Well, Starn. Well, you did the religious check before. It was the Norgorber.
I know, but like, okay. But what I mean is, like, if you're doing like some weird satanic ritual and it summons forth some kind of religious evil magic,
I'll say, God damn.
Is any of that around?
Well, you rolled like a 20 last time.
Yes,
19?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't remember. I rolled a 20. You're right.
I'm pretty sure. It was really high.
Yeah.
I remember that. No, you don't... This Norgaber is usually the god who thieves align themselves with.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have a spy with it.
Murderers. Politicians. He has different... He has, like, four sects that...
Ooh.
that worship him for different things. Yeah, he's got male on male. And then male
and
female.
Uh-huh.
There's only two sects I know about. I like this guy. Male,
let's take a
female,
break.
Bold.
Let's take a break.
Hold on, Google search.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Yeah, anyway, each sect calls them by a different name, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they don't generally have any sort of a cult.
With my knowledge of religion, do I know which sects call him different names?
You do not.
Why not?
Because.
But I studied this. That was my major in...
In Caden Kaelin's school?
Mm-hmm.
Drinking wasn't your major?
Well, that... Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Awesome. What was this?
Evil religions was taught quite frequently.
Hmm.
You just don't know.
I do know.
Well, what the... I can't roll for a religion check.
You can roll again. I just don't know.
Can I do a knowledge local to see if we... I can figure out anything about the cave? Like, local legend? Kind of like a layout or something?
Yeah.
Or just like... If there's like monsters living in it besides the manor. BA 16.
Right. You know that through your various travels that this cave was once home to pirates who would prey on ships going from Absalom, which is one of the most
a pirate cave, guys.
This made the most major city in Galarian.
Okay.
Which is the
Galarian's the planet?
Yeah, Galarian's the planet. And, God,
I just learned what planet we're on.
But for the most part, it's just always been home to sort of riffraff. Some razor claws would make their homes here.
What are those?
Those things that pulled you under in the demo adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like those things.
Yeah.
They killed me.
Yeah, it's usually just uninhabited.
Okay.
Now.
The
It goes pretty deep. The tides during the summer, it's the fall now, during the summer actually come in and fill up the cave nearly entirely.
Alright, let's keep going.
Okay, let's do it!
Let's have Snorlax and Boily Boilay over there.
What's that?
Boily Boilay.
I don't know who that is.
You like stealth? Please.
Boily Boilay.
Right, Storlatch, you're leading the way.
All right, I go first.
Do you know what? Okay. Can you tell me the last?
You think you're pretty silly.
Anything that we said.
What?
What did I just
didn't understand
say?
The question?
I'm confused. Why do you have a tail?
Huh? I'll give you a tail. Okay. So I knew this guy Gary.
Mm-hmm.
How was he?
He killed a bear, and I don't like that.
All
right. I kind of like
I want to make sure...
I don't know.
He sounds unbearable.
I'm pretty fucking neutral about
it. Crossbow reloaded before we can go and peep it out.
He sounds unbearable.
Yep.
Okay, Zeros.
I'll get that one.
Zeros, you're sort of
hold
sneaking
on
along the wall.
Yes, sir.
Let me find my bear. Falling behind. So we have blocked to the back, going forward.
Okay, I guess.
That's you.
Okay. Even though we have more...
The walls of these caves seem pretty bare.
That's true. I don't want to have like a magic NPC appear and help you guys out.
Deus Ex Machina!
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Star, I just came from the ceiling!
Hey guys.
Okay, so you guys are just kind of... So
yeah.
Actually just walking
at it left our campaign.
Yeah, I'm making sure I'm in front of
him. McCoy shows up.
He just pops up.
Guys! Where am I?
I was fighting some goblins and a bunch of arrows went off.
I thought he was captured by kobolds and then suddenly this portal.
Kobold, that's what it was.
This portal popped up.
I feel bad for you right now, Snorlax.
Why?
Because you're probably embarrassed.
These puns are unbearable.
Barely.
I was about to say that!
Good one. I like that one.
It's nice.
I like the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
You just said Bears.
I know.
Right, so...
I like the Bernstein Bears. I don't get how puns work.
That should be our podcast logo. I don't get how puns work.
Puns, you just say the same word again, right? In other contexts that it shows up. Yeah. Grizzly bear.
Lions and tigers.
Polar bear.
Bears.
Bears.
Bug bears. There we go.
I like bugbears.
Bugbear. I'm going to skin them alive.
Banjo.
You like owlbears?
Banjo and Kazooie bear.
Owlbears?
Yeah.
Why does that sound familiar?
It's a monster.
D&D monster.
Probably fought in Shining Force.
Yeah. But also World of Warcraft. Just under different names.
What are those like? I played it for 10 minutes at Dustin's apartment. Old apartment.
Did not find it.
What do they look like?
The front half looks like an owl, and the back half is a bear.
Are they hard to fight? They don't have any arms.
They have arms. It's like the front arms are like taloned and all feathery.
Oh, right.
But they only come out at night?
No, they come out at night. It's pretty tough.
Snorlax! In your perception check.
That's
7. Plus. Actually, that's basically that's for vision, and you guys, since you're right behind, can also give you one, but for different reasons.
That was a tough one.
17.
26. Dang. Tyler, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I won't be able to tell anyone what happens. And so does Tyler.
Wait a minute, we gotta find out what it is.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's 20.
Yeah, you roll a 20.
Wait a minute. 24, not as good.
Almost.
Almost
pretty good. Almost pretty good.
You know who I like? Edward James, almost.
Jesus Christ. You know, XP goes down with too many puns.
Good thing we're not near the limit yet.
My point went
down.
Oh, I can't wait for breakfast tomorrow. I'm going to have an almost.
I'm going to have an... Wait.
Oh, damn it.
Okay,
if you eat it, I'll say you have Omo on your face.
You guys could just pretend you'll have to just roleplay that you don't hear this.
Okay.
Otherwise, he probably won't.
What are you going to have to drink? An mimosa? Mimosa. Mimosa.
You guys can... So you hear... You hear some speaking, some talking.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people talking about all mom. That's making me angry.
Yeah. They're like, did you just hear that?
Yeah, what was it? I don't know what it sounded like. Got a bit outside.
We better just kill ourselves.
Let's jump in the ditch. Alright, I'll hold whatever everybody up. I'll keep listening, but I'll kind of put the...
You're behind us. We don't see you.
Well,
I'll
tap in. You guys are whispering to each other?
Who all hears this? Everybody but him?
Everybody but...
So he just keeps walking. Do-do-do-do-do.
No, well, you guys tapped him.
Snorlax!
What?
Hold back.
Hold what?
Back.
Back what?
Don't move anymore.
Don't move where? Forward?
Any direction.
I'm gonna keep moving.
Did you hear Gary? Did you hear Gary?
Gary? Where's Gary? Is he forward? I'm moving forward.
Oh my god.
Okay. No, he's behind us. He's back in town.
I feel the sudden urge to stop. Are you guys coming or what?
Anyway, like, did you see Die Hard? Nah, that's not what you're thinking.
What?
He's like, yeah, which part?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. I think I'm going to say that next time I fight someone.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's like, it's what are you talking about? We're saying, it's like, I don't know, we get some trouble.
It is
weird. Stop.
Okay. And then after that, you guys are
okay. Alright. Guys, I can use my ghost sound to imitate, like, four people, like, running, like, a charge in there, and it might freak them out. I don't know if you want me to do that.
Sure.
Or, we can do something else. That's my first thing.
Well,
my first inclination is to sneak in there.
Here, which was the only thing Snorlax did notice, was just a little alcove, just a little off nook. And there's a couple crates in here that appear to be unopened.
I think we should hide in there.
There are three.
I will make the ghost sound like someone's like charging in at them, and once they don't know what's going on, we'll kind of be sticking up, hiding in here, and once they come up here, we'll have Snorlax and Oila kind of surprise attack them.
Okay, well, I'm going to do,
the exact opposite of what you said. I don't want to run forward.
Or fly forward.
No, I get a +2 to stealth and low light. I keep forgetting to add that into our perception as well. But I'm going to do, like, a stealth, kind of, like, fly up in the corner in the shadows, and then wait for them to come.
It's a cave, so how high up is it? Really?
It doesn't, well, it's kind of like
I'm
ripping.
Sorry, cavern. So it would be higher. Okay.
So wait, you want to, like, grip the sides of the wall?
Like a bat?
Yeah.
A grip in the air?
Yeah, just kind of, like, fly up there and then, like, wedge myself in.
Sure. Not against it, I'm just trying to think we're kind of, like,
you have to, like, keep doing the
fly check.
And, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily
an acrobatic check.
Grip check?
Strength? Grip I don't check. Know. Wouldn't it be strength if I'm holding myself up there?
I'd say acrobatics.
Well, I know if you could just basically, like, kind of fly up there a little bit.
Say strength, you idiot.
Actually, I'm good in both.
Just go ahead and give me, just go ahead and give me a roll. Either will be fine. Pick your highest one.
It's the same for both. It's +3, or so that's 15.
It's 3 more, 19.
But I'm in low light, so that's 27.
Oh, it gives you some strength?
No, it's like 15.
I'm more acrobatic and strong when I'm in the dark.
You better get in the shadows?
Yeah, that's
not good.
Even though I swear to God, that
okay.
Should be.
You roll a 20 for the shadows?
I rolled a 28.
What did the shadows roll?
What did the shadows
roll? I roll with our homie.
That's right.
All
right. Oila kind of.
I think.
Goes up here
I thought
see
he wanted to stay.
No, I was like out here. Like,
oh, I thought you wanted to go.
I don't know.
I'm like up here.
I hope they don't see you.
That's why. Yeah, and I also want to roll stealth.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Well, while everybody else is. Okay.
Sound disappointed. I don't understand.
No, I don't know.
That is a 13.
No one look at me.
Who said that?
Not me.
Okay. What's everybody else?
Snorlax, what did you want to do?
Oh, the plan was to hide in that thing and hide the shadow. Yeah. Like I was going to hide right there. Me and Oily over here.
Well, we were, but Oily's doing his...
Oila.
Yeah, Oily.
Paladins okay, have so to go with here. Their convictions. If anything, I distract them enough when they start attacking me and they can rush in.
I'd be in the crates, I'd be hide and like just along the walls.
I fall asleep.
Then he falls out.
Am I able to open the crates?
I'll give you a roll for a sleep check. Yeah, you can open the crates if you want.
There we go.
Please don't be doing that.
Okay. Why not?
Because people are going to be. Go ahead.
Can I open the crate quiet?
The guy's going to come by and open it up.
Huh? What?
The can I open the crate quiet?
Like, yeah, you can try.
Picture him like lift it up. I'm gonna open it quietly.
Smash!
Seven.
We did it!
Alright. Okay. Good.
Now what is this one for? This is to open the crate? Is it just the roll?
Yeah, you don't have to roll it just to open it. You just roll to try to open it quietly.
Alright.
Cool.
Okay, as you open the as you're trying to open the crate, you pretty much, yeah. And you sort of hear like what was that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So basically...
I mean, oh, Shaylin Christ.
So,
oh, Shaylin.
I'll give you guys about a full round before these guys...
Hide!
...on this corner.
I am hiding.
Yeah, he's hiding. He thinks he's hiding.
Hide.
I am hiding.
I already... I rolled a 28 earlier to hide.
Okay.
You're just hiding in the middle of the thing?
No, off in the shadows.
Away in the shadows.
I'm lying prone on the ground in the darkest valley.
I guess I could be like, well,
I debate if I want to stay with these guys again.
I could be in the crate room hiding. But I roll 28, so
I'm
just hiding in the best spot possible.
Here.
That's just crate.
Your puns are.
That's right. Alright, I want to.
Crate?
Are crating. Since he did that, I'm going to go ahead and do
or
my.
Grating. I don't know. It didn't work.
Ghost
one.
Sound.
Okay.
And then I'll move in here after I do it. So the ghost sound is going to be like four charging guys going that way.
Okay.
Which is the max sound I can do.
Okay.
And then I will.
Alright.
I can't figure out where it's coming from.
Oh, pun.
Don't give it away.
Okay. As you guys hear, you hear kind of footsteps running. You hear one of them just sort of stop. You just kind of hear like,
where are you going? Did you hear there's four of them? No, it wasn't Bob.
And he just sort of like, this guy continues on. And it's tapering off, you sort of hear his footsteps take off in the distance.
Is that how you're watering it down for us? In
what?
The unedited version.
Oh, I forgot to add a
go.
+2 to my stealth while it should be a 15.
Okay. he runs in, and he just sort of stops. And he's just kind of looking around.
I leap down onto him and tackle him to the ground.
Surprise, bitch.
And you made
okay.
out of him.
That's next round.
Me. Yeah, we'll do a CMB.
I don't know what kind of bonus you get.
I get a
+4.
That is a line.
23.
Alright, all right, so yeah, you go ahead and land on him. He's tackled.
Ole, ole,
ole,
ole.
Can I jump in to help him keep him down?
I think I have. I think I'm doing a good job.
Okay, fine.
Dog
keep him down.
Pile.
Okay, so I'll give you guys. Yeah, go ahead. And
it's funny because they're like all grown men jumping on this itty bitty goblin looking character.
Fuck up that goblin.
Okay, so I guess I'll just give you guys each a round, or not each a round, but like what. One thing you want to do before he starts trying to call for help. This is all happening, like, really quickly.
Stab him.
Gonna go up and, while he's down, stealthily attack him.
Okay.
Can I reach him?
Just don't hit me.
I mean, you can move over there. That's
okay.
Fine.
Just don't hit me.
All
right. Let's stab him.
Because right now, like, his face is just sort
what
of...
What is
the,
that, 17?
Ground.
Mm-hmm. 17 plus... That's gotta
hit.
Whatever. He's
yeah, I mean, that's a hit.
He's prone, so...
Yeah.
Do I get my extra attack, right, since I was stealthy?
Yeah. Yep. He's not aware of you. I mean, he is now.
That is 8 altogether.
Okay. He is nearly already dead. Nearly, almost, kind of dead.
Go kill him, Snorlax.
Yeah, Snorlax, fish him up.
Barely hanging on.
I'm going to smack him with my hammer.
Right on his face.
What is that? 9? 14.
That's a hit. So. Yeah.
Negative.
Exactly.
We'll do it. 6? He's dead.
You just sort of hear this, and that's it.
I'm glad that, I thought you were going to, like, have him roll to not hit me, since, like, we were kind of, like, wrestling on the ground. So I appreciate that you didn't do that.
No, you...
No, I'm super accurate with my hammer.
Just so do I have, like, blood all over me now, because he crushed open his face right on me?
Yeah, it's Steve's cousin, Alex. Yeah. Alex has blood all over you. All right, and then you sort of hear, like, Alex... Alex, where are you?
I want to do a... Oh, who has a high bluff? Somebody act like they're Alex.
I have a +5 to it.
There's somebody there.
You should do it. Be like, it's all clear or something. Like,
okay.
I also have a +5. Go ahead. You're the guy with the magnificent voice.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You just be like, it's all clear. Come down here, I found something.
So okay. Are you still like...
You want me to say all clear, or I might need a hand?
No, well, dude, say something that gets them down there.
Oh, check this out. Come on up
it's
here.
It's all clear, come help me.
It's all clear. Oh!
Scream horribly.
How about 25? Natural 20.
Okay, so I'll confuse you.
I'm just going to say this.
You want him to come down
You're
there?
You're going to have to come down here and see this. You won't believe it.
Okay.
Right. You're right. I won't believe it. Go down there.
Like, what is it? As he's sort of walking down.
So. Come on. You just got to come in here to the storage room.
I think he'll see me with his friend's dead body laying in the entranceway before he gets
So, yeah. He sort of stops here.
No, come here. You got to keep coming. Ignore those guys. Pumping my dead corpse. Come on. I got a 20. You gotta listen.
He goes, intruders! And he sort of screams out as loud as he can.
Initiative?
So, yes.
We're fighting!
We're pathfinding. Do you remember? I just woke up from a great nap.
Okay, so...
Where am I?
Oila, you're still... Did you stand?
He's on top of this guy.
You stood up.
I
you
still have missionary.
Stood up after everything died.
Covering up all that blood. Laughing in his beard.
So now he's like all black and covered in blood.
That's awesome.
You're not.
Anyway, Snorlax, once again, Mr. Sleepy Time, has the highest initiative.
Go get him, buddy.
Is that guy still standing there?
I think I'm dreaming.
I run at him. Ah, my warhammer. I attack him.
Yeah, he sounds so scary.
Okay, I attack him with
one. I attack you! That's a 20.
That is a 20. Alright, roll it confirmed. 10.
Close, but not enough.
You still
looks
hit
like
him.
It's gonna be so awesome, and then he's complete.
So I don't hit him?
No, you hit him.
You hit him.
Okay, I was gonna say, because I just don't.
Funny, you just don't crit.
Yeah, I'm good shit. Okay, so.
Whatever.
You don't care.
Is it a D8 for a hammer?
Yes.
D8 plus
hammer time.
7.
Damn. He's just like, ah. Oh.
But passionately.
I don't know what that means,
what
man.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, you nailed it.
I'm like an homosexual. I'm no longer
Well, you didn't ask him about sex or what he prefers.
Probably some quad sex guys.
What was the... I keep thinking he's...
Gross.
What is the wrestler's name?
Stealth, Bill, but I do come behind him, so he's flanked.
Yeah,
that sounds made up.
What's his name? It wasn't Bill. It was something the Barber Beefcake. That's what I keep.
Barber Beefcake.
I keep thinking that's him because it looks like he has giant scissors.
Yeah, you don't.
I didn't hit him. Not even close.
Hey, that sounds good.
It's like you're playing your monk again.
Like brother, like brother.
No, fart.
I'm gonna make I'm gonna make a mix of just all the farts.
I know, Cyril's Farty. The podcast.
Brought to you by
the experience.
Yeah, brought to you by Cyril's Farty.
Brought to you by X-Lax.
Alright, Oila, you're up. Oila was a little slow this time.
because I'm being awesome.
Yeah, you can't be fast all the time.
I want to try something, but...
Alright.
Oh, jeez.
You got two people in front
of them. You just explained to me what you want to do.
He's like gearing up his feet or like revving up.
I'll say no.
No, actually, what I want to do, there's no way I could
what's great
stay,
about
stay
Dave
good if
more,
I do it.
The more he drinks, the more he wants to experiment with
what I
want to
dance. I just want to dance.
I just think it makes it more fun. No, I wanted to rip the head off of his friend and throw it at him.
No,
but there's no way I'm able to do that and stay good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
all the hell you have turns into.
I will not do that. I dumped it all out over that fire trying to put it out. I don't have any.
It's still burning.
Okay, I just run up and hit him with an axe.
Just push him out of the way.
Get out. Boom, Snorlax. Time for the real warriors. The holiness.
Or wherever. I don't. Wherever he is, I'm on
you
the other side.
You can go around him. I just did a cracking job. There's two squares there.
That's a 19.
Really?
No, it's an 11.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Wait, it's a 12 because he's humanoid.
That is barely a hit.
Yes! Way to remember things.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget which one the D10. This one. That would be 11.
He is...
And I say, for Kaden!
Jesus Christ!
Okay, he's hurting. Mostly from
alive.
The screen.
Oh, he's still alive. Oh, that would have killed him.
Oh, wait, you hit him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's dead. Sorry. I'm sorry, you're so sleepy. I always forget about you.
Alright, now what do we do, Snorlax?
I loot the body.
Do we hear any commotion of like more guys coming?
Shh. I loot the
body. No. You guys can one of you can give me a perception check though. Probably not you since you're kinda out in there.
Can I do a perception check on all the crates that
you open? Yeah, you can check the crates.
Well, that's a 19.
Okay.
That's a natural
20.
Earlier 27.
The crates are there.
Earlier when I opened
all the crates.
What's in them? That's what I wanted.
Earlier when I opened that crate, what did I find?
You didn't look, but I am right now.
Yeah.
No, I went, it so I just went like this,
that, yeah, you
and I just held it there,
like,
I didn't
cringe,
close it, I didn't
really
look, I went,
noise.
Well, those guys,
that's loud.
Those guys like came down and initiated combat, and I didn't have a chance to tell you, but I'm going to tell you because you found what Olmo found.
No,
but I found it first.
But he found it more secretly. Than me. You hear the sounds of running water, and you know it's not from the ocean behind you.
Jesus Christ, I got to pee now. Baseball.
Guys, I love water, and I fly directly in the direction.
That's a great idea. All right, I'm going to need you guys to leave the room while David dies. All right. Inside the crates, let me find it here.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Not making out with the can.
I wasn't. Was,
oh, you're right. I just put my mouth on all the parts of it.
You find...
That's how I worship Caden.
Oh god, that looked so fucking weird.
And then, which one did you go to first?
Sorry.
I'm gonna make sure that this podcast never turns into a video.
Okay, and this one, you
that's
find
a camera.
Six daggers.
Oh.
A small set. So apparently there are some little guys.
With hey, just like
daggers.
You, buddy!
No, of studded leather armor. Not master, but it is studded with rhinestones.
With rhinestones?
With rhinestones.
Do they sell better?
Studded. It does sell better to certain places. Like Beyonzo's.
Like Glenn Campbell's armor shop. He sang the song Rhinestone Cowboy.
Okay.
Anyway.
Beyonzo will pay for that.
I would rather throw it away than go see that guy again.
Alright. And then the next chest, you find one... Ever-burning church. One
ever-burning You're in Norway.
Yeah, we're in Norway. Torch.
So it's literally always burning?
Yep. So it's kind of weird we didn't see it lit up in there, but okay.
Well, it's in a crate.
A crate made of what?
Lead.
Yeah. And did it burn the crate?
It wouldn't burn because it's pretty much just like a light.
Oh, yeah, it's like a light. Yeah,
it's not
we went through this in the last
every time.
Because, yeah, because we can put it away.
Yeah, remember?
See, now
I can see in the dark. I don't have to worry about this stuff.
I'm like, oh, great, I forgot something else again. It's actually fire. It is actual fire, and it never goes out. And then two normal boring torches that are not lit. Just so you know.
And then third crate, two ogres jump out and pummel you to death.
Ogre.
And the third crate, strangely enough, is empty, but there is a carving into the top that says, Gary was here.
8-23-11.
Oh my god, this
fucker.
I don't say anything.
Why 8-23-11?
That was a week ago to the day. That was also the same date. That was above the
night. It's 2011?
No, it's 47-11.
Oh, okay.
Alright. This is the future?
Yes.
It's a different
Why
world.
Why do we got guns?
Hey guys, there's some daggers over here and some half-insides.
It's a different world.
I understand.
Okay.
I want to keep that and sell it later, probably.
You're unbearable.
But the daggers, good for throwing, if you're a thiefy type.
Oh.
I thought they were little daggers. No,
I'll take those daggers.
So if I find leather, do I have to like cut holes in the back for my wings?
What's that?
No.
Sorry, I zoned out for
you. That's alright.
Like, no, I guess not.
How many daggers?
I could be like, okay, I'll take 5 seconds and cut holes in the back.
You know, I stopped listening when I didn't want them, so I don't know.
How many daggers were there?
Five.
Five daggers.
There's five of them.
What's the stats on those for damage?
Do 1d4, I know that.
Yep. Unless you're tiny, then it's zero.
What would be the point of throw?
Yeah.
Annoyance.
Alright.
Keep going.
I do a perception check down this hallway. And I rolled it.
Wait, what's on the other guys that were dead? Well,
he didn't search the bodies. That's your one job.
I did. He was just doing my turn.
I said I looted the body and then...
And then I fell asleep.
I just sort of quit. I quit doing it.
Okie dokie. We have leather armor on both those, or at least the guy you just killed.
The drive is that
leather armor.
Both the guys,
so leather armor times two.
So like if you go on that, that's what that book's on.
Did you guys already look at
that
one?
No.
So it's like in the cloud storage?
Yeah.
That makes noise.
Black and leather armor, as usual.
Only if you...
Black leather armor.
Only if you listen.
Yeah. And no one doing that, so we don't have to worry about it.
And just one heavy mace. And a lovely scimitar.
What kind of armor?
Just leather armor.
God damn it.
You know what?
I got half inside these guys are all different. These guys are all different ranks.
Hmm? What was that last one, a scimitar?
Yes.
You don't hear that.
I do. My sound's turned off.
And I'm deaf. Don't know how. It's a miracle.
I can't do it.
We've already offended black people tonight when Cameron said the N-word.
Yeah, what the hell?
The
twice. Oh, I said it with an N.
Oh my God.
I mean with an A.
I said the N-word with an N, guys. It's cool.
With an A.
You guys are so dumb.
I say that to all my black friends.
What?
Nigga, what up, my nigga?
Okay, now that's four times.
They're okay with it.
Okay.
Speaking of being racist, during...
I killed a couple Irish men the other day.
No, during Christmas, my sister's boyfriend asked her to marry him, and he's black. And after he asked,
she said, "Nigga, please."
No, after he asked, I go, "I used to think of you as my brother, but now I think of you as my brother." Is that racist?
You said that to him?
Yeah. No.
Oh. They were like brothers to me, not like real brothers.
I thought you were my
brothers
in
the way
black people brother.
Brother, did you come down? Did you hear the racism?
Came down the
street. She's open
up. Are you ever? Ever? I've been down here almost all night. Oh. I'll pretend I'm.
Are you ever going to listen to these? Oh, that's probably good.
She said she can already hear them upstairs, she said.
Oh. What's that?
You already hear the theme song, the ending.
I've
Dustin's terrible.
The ending song? It's amazing.
Why don't you hear the song about cleaning the stain out of this thing up here?
We have an ending song?
Yeah, the song at the end.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like I've never heard it.
What? It's on every single
one.
He
stops it.
How's it go? How about we keep playing? What else did we have?
I did a perception check.
Camera got everything he wrote out. At least I hope he did.
What did the other guy have?
He just had normal leather armor and a scimitar.
Oh, no coin? Okay.
Perception check.
John, did you know there's a cave?
It's a cavern. It sounds like cavern.
So, just sort of once again goes on the street a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys hear water?
Looks like a giant penis with a tiny ball sack.
I think you're grasping there.
What? Right here.
He's grasping ball sacks. All right, you're right.
All right.
Well, okay, I go here and do another perception check.
Okay.
I'll come up too. And
please come with, people.
I got
14. I got one.
I'm going to try and stealth.
I think it's more than that.
Oh, nat 20 for stealthing.
Alright. You think you're sneaky?
I know I'm sneaky.
You're pretty sure you're sneaky. You get a good feeling you're sneaky. Okay, with the perception check that you can still hear just a little bit closer. Sounds of running water. And that's about it. It is completely silent, aside from the water.
Guys, that water cannot see me.
18! Can you imitate the sounding water? Is it more of a waterfall, a babbling brook?
It's like mouthwash.
So it's just sitting there going...
Just make a line. Stop trying to make little lines like artistic. Like the cave's never had a girlfriend.
Looks like a kidney.
I see why.
They moved me up.
Just run, Snorlax. I say you and me. Just run in there.
Okay, we both run in there. Seriously?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Hang on, let me get another mic. No.
Really? Are you in charge of our characters?
Let's do
it.
I
had no idea.
I am.
Alright, as you run into
the
GM,
I'm the PM, Playmaster.
Area opens up.
If we start hearing two dead people, we'll just go, hey, Heroes, I think we left something up.
I'd like to do a perception check while I'm
running. And Norgorber jumps out.
While you're running.
Norgorber, what's his name?
No, I'm
not going to. He jumps out and swallows you.
Ew. Murdery.
It's very murdery, very lie-y, very thefty,
and
greedy.
You can see. Well, that's good. So far, so good.
I
you
can see.
You can see a bridge. And a...
You gotta touch the.
What? You know, you seriously need to touch the thing. There's something out.
You can see, like,
the water
still not.
Just like bit. Water coming down.
What's under the bridge?
You from what you can't tell from where you're at, but you have a feeling.
Listen,
water
David, it's
here.
All water under the bridge.
I think it's troubled water.
And
Jesus Christ.
And as you run in here, the footsteps.
I don't think that's a pun.
Turn around and
close enough.
Close enough.
I think it's a reference.
There are three
might be
of the lovely bandit friends.
Do they see us?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Not me, because I rolled a nat 20.
Yeah, we turned
back.
You guys
are
that powerful.
We're powerful. We got the experience now. It's almost level 2. Watch it.
So, roll for initiative. Unless you want to stop here and continue up. It's up to you guys.
Keep going. 2009, right?
It's right next to the thing.
What do they see? I don't know what they see.
Will this battle give us 900 XP?
You know, if you roleplay it the entire time?
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't get any experience bonuses for roleplaying the first time. I thought we could
I think we probably did, because we barely did anything but roleplay.
I don't think we could go a whole battle with all roleplaying. It'd be impossible. I don't think.
Let's try it.
Do it right now.
Alright, here we go.
I'm going to speak only in Strix, which in the case of this podcast is German. We'll appease our one fan, or right, with two only, computers, or two fans.
How old would you go?
Mine is 10.
Cirrus?
Sport, 16.
Starlabs?
9.
Zane?
Is that 10?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
On character.
We pour that potion out.
Yeah. Sorry, our wizard works like that.
Yep. Cirrus, you were up first.
Alright.
And with that astounding 20.
I haven't learned all the violent words in German first. Yet. So
yeah, but I can only move three, right?
I have to take three more semesters.
Oh, wow.
Next. I'll be fluent by the end.
I just move a little bit closer.
Hope they don't have any ranged weapons.
Being as quiet as possible, so probably. I don't say anything.
Yeah, I hope they can't.
Are you still stealth?
It's
gonna run across the bridge.
Pussy.
What's the bridge over? I forget again.
You're assuming that it's over
troubled water.
Water.
Say it. Troubled water.
Is this Simon Garfunkel? Is this where they got the inspiration for the song?
You know what? This is where they got the inspiration for Garfunkeling.
Is that like Splunking? Is that why they're in a cavern?
No, it's the Fly the Conchords episode with Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah. And he actually, Garfunkel's actually in it.
Who's trying
to Paul Simon! And Paul Simon walks down the stairs.
Hey.
Did you have a plus one to your initiative as well?
I have plus two to my initiative.
Plus two? Okay, so it is your turn.
Homo Gomo.
Oh, no.
I'm just gonna hang back here. I don't know what's really going on. I don't know what's happening. What do you guys see? You guys kind of stopped and. Well, I don't even know. Well,
I'm stealthing. We're standished.
Wait,
what? Snorlax!
That sounded like an error button.
Next.
My turn?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I guess I'll have to play my character the way that he is.
Hello?
Yes, I farted.
Wait, you're just gonna get drunk while you're flying?
He just farted like a voice command to call somebody.
call Randy. You still got wings? I'm hungry.
I think he just officially quit.
Y'all's got wings.
Himself
down
this castle. I'm tired of this. He's like, I'm tired of this.
Fight. I pulled
it.
Fight.
Fight
time.
Fight.
Finish him. Seven. Or is he humanoid?
Yes.
18 then.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Awesome.
What is?
You can fart command.
Yeah, that's you're saying like you farted and it made your phone call someone.
Called your girlfriend.
That is a 7.
Okay. He's hurt.
Y'all got wings left. Bring me 7.
What does that even mean?
Snorlax.
You want 7 wings.
Snorlax, you're up.
You can't run that. Can you run that far?
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
it's that far.
Yeah, you
can go. Yeah, well, I can fly, so I forget what it's like to run.
I raise up my hammer and I say, "Hey, I'm
ground dweller."
I got 17.
That's it.
I like that.
You're gonna start using it now. Like,
who farted?
You did. You did.
Who farted?
I 12. Oh shit, son.
Yeah, I think that guy's
dead. That guy's still dead.
Right.
He's a dead.
So what's the next move?
Now is
search the body.
My turn.
Search the body.
We still have two other people.
We're in combat.
Search the body.
Remember.
No, this guy's up.
You got better than a 16.
Oh, he
has. Oh wait, that's right. I'm sorry. I already went.
Oh, this guy takes out his scimitar and slashes the side of the bridge, and it sort of drops.
Don't worry.
And the corner is kind of hanging out.
Wait, I believe I can fly.
You can probably
catch the sky. So, and then that is his turn. So, then we go back to the top after that.
Who we call it now? That's my mom.
Oh, that's mom.
All right, Syros.
All right,
now you get to go.
We need to get that other guy before they cut off the bridge.
Jump on my back and I'll fly you over. Is that possible?
I'm going to
grab his ankles.
I'm going to shoot this guy with my crossbow.
Hit this guy.
Oh, that guy?
This guy already moved. He hasn't gone yet.
Okay, I'm going to get this guy with my crossbow.
Okay.
Are you in stealth still?
Oh.
Yes, he is.
Does that work with the extra attack?
You get...
Yes,
you do. There's this weird sniping thing I read about, but that's advanced tactics. So
yes, you don't want to talk about that.
It's a gunslinger.
No, it's in Rogue, because I read about it.
He's a gunslinger. He's a sniper.
If you snipe, like, you can do it, then you have to roll another sneak check, but you're at a negative. And...
You're within 30 feet, you should be able to do it.
11.
That is a miss.
Well, then.
Well, did you mark off the arrow that you
I did.
Well, they're aware
well,
now.
He'd be flat-footed.
He would be flat-footed?
Yeah, because he doesn't know you're there, so he's
oh, yeah.
Not... I mean, I don't
does
know
11 hit
matter.
His flat foot?
Yeah. It's close, but it's still a miss.
Okay.
These guys are a little different.
You're
these guys are different.
Except for the body that you have in front of you.
Hey, were you calling a pizza?
Yeah, what's the purpose?
My turn next.
Yerp.
Oh, there's a bridge and there's guys across there, huh? That's kind of cool.
Oh.
Do you have a song that creates a bridge?
I don't.
Well, you're dumb. I throw him in the water.
Yeah, look this way!
This water's so troubled.
What do I want to do, guys?
I don't know. There's much you can do. I can tell you what I'm about to do.
I'm going to shoot him, too, I guess.
Look at him.
That will be a 20. Unnatural.
That is a hit.
When the
36. 3 points of damage.
Oh, ouch.
Ouchie.
Ouchies.
Not fair.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay, this is what I want to do.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
I want to fly,
yeah, fly
over.
Fly across there. It's a great idea.
Grab him. Not him. This guy. And shove him into the water.
All right. That is
acrobatics check. I would think
fly. It'd be a fly.
You have to do a fly check.
It'd be a bull rush.
Yeah.
But get behind him.
Are you? Yeah. Are you even? Can you even do? Can you fly behind something and then do a bull rush? Or not even fly, but just move behind something and then bull rush? Because a bull rush,
I think it's more like a charge.
Yeah, it's a straight line, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, but
I mean. The way I could,
but
see,
I can move
see,
that many.
I could see it being like.
I can move that many feet.
I could see it being like.
Yeah, it's not the movement I'm worried about.
I could see it like he flies overhead and kind of does a aerial thing and.
Somersault.
That.
Oh, I like that better.
But okay, so.
But I don't
okay.
know what the clearance is.
We
on
can
this
do.
Game.
Yeah,
it
I,
opens up quite a bit there.
Okay.
It's a cavern because through here it was just sort of like a tunnel in the cavern.
Wait, is it a cave or a cavern?
It's a cavern.
It's a cavern. Anyway. All right, you're going to have to do a fly check for the Move it, and then you're going to have to do...
So 9.
Okay.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. It's 11.
It's still not enough for that kind of maneuver.
So what happens to me?
Alright, we'll just have you get off about 5 feet off the ground, and then you sort of, as you attempt to go up at that angle, you sort of just fall.
Okay. on second thought, guys.
You can just do like a little hop.
Yeah. Yeah, just get down here.
Ta-da! That's all I've meant to do.
So I can still run over.
Alright.
You can probably get... What
is Starlight, though? See? Who turned me?
He's 9. Oh. So he's,
who
he's
turned
next.
Me?
Who turned me? Well, you don't like it back there?
No, I meant who allowed him to have a turn.
Okay. Now, this guy, same thing.
No.
Brings his scimitar down upon the straps there.
I didn't know the bridge was completely...
Completely gone? Yes, it is now.
I thought he already completely had done it.
No, I just
did. No, the other guy did one side.
Tyler. Don't whisper anything. I thought the can opener was
over. Oh, no.
He's already done that several times this evening.
Yeah. That never gets any better. I know. It never...
Just have good dental hygiene. You won't have an issue.
Well, that's my problem.
Okay, you know what my good dental hygiene consists of? Not opening things with my fucking teeth. That's what my hygiene
is. Yeah,
that's how I clean out the gate.
You might as well say the N-word.
I already lost those. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm not that fucking crazy.
Can't touch them.
Yeah.
What?
Right. So the bridge is down. I'm your only hope.
I don't know what's this. We don't know what's the side to side.
Whose turn is it?
Whoever's after Jimmy.
Okay, who's turn?
Is it you?
Damn.
Okay. I put away my Warhammer, and I take out my crossbow.
Who are you hitting?
The guy on the right's already been hit.
This guy's been hit.
The guy, yeah, the guy's been hit.
Okay.
On the left.
No, the right. I said it. Wait, your left or my left?
I got... 13.
That's it.
And
the
D8. I get 5.
Plus what?
Nothing. Plus nothing. Just the D8.
Plus 9, so
14. He is pretty wounded. It's not looking good. Okay, this guy is going to flee.
Bruce the Barber Beefcake, please.
Like a walrus thing.
And the bane that sound like dogs.
Yeah. At least that one does.
That's like war.
That would be the dog sound.
Hey, that's our first podcast to talk about war. That'll be our new guy. Instead of Tom Bombadil.
Oh, you know what? I found, you know that J.R.R. Tolkien wrote a whole book about Tom Bombadil?
I know.
It's a small one, but it's out of print, and I found it, and I was like, I'm going to buy this for Eric. But it's out of print, so it's like $1,000-some. You can buy it in a compilation with his other short stories, but I was like, yeah, that's not as fun.
Whose turn is it?
That sounds horrible.
You sound horrible. It's a poem. I think it's only 5 pages.
Zeros.
Your turn.
All right. I'm going to shoot the guy who's already been shot. The only one left there.
Jump on my back. I'll fly you to safety. Nope. You will not.
Well, then.
You'll think about doing it. And waste an arrow.
I thought hard about it.
All right. Then goes to Olmo.
Tell me.
Almo doesn't count.
Please don't shoot me.
Please
I
don't shoot.
Oh, wait. No, I mean, I got a good shot. Can I get a good shot at him when I'm here?
Yes.
Unoily?
Yeah. Easily. That's good.
Jeez.
I can never tell with your dice what is what.
Yeah, your diet.
Okay.
But they have the face of our podcast. My turn?
Yes.
Fly and hit. What do you need from me, buddy?
Charge.
Yeah.
So
you just—it's your CMB versus his CMD.
Is he doing a? Are you attacking him or are you trying to run him?
No, I'm just—I fly and swat him. Well, not swat him, but I.
Oh, so cleave him. Okay, yeah, then it's just an attack.
I think it's +2 to the attack.
That is—he's humanoid. 15.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
Which one's the D10? This one.
Looking good.
8.
He's dead.
Idiot.
Rat plastic.
Way to be alive.
Well, we keep going, guys. I don't know what you guys are going to do.
Yeah. All right. Have fun, guys. I'm going after this guy. I'm going after Worst.
Let's loot the body first, then.
Yeah. Karen?
I think I'm the only one that can loot that body.
You are.
And you refuse to
Do you not want to tell everyone what it is? You just want to secretly loot it?
I would like to. I would like to have a separate session. You'll loot this one body. You guys all go upstairs, and then I find out what's in this body.
I'm not doing
it. On it, not in it.
Well, that guy's dead, right? So are we out of combat?
I'm not Olmo.
When are we out of combat now? Yeah, you guys are out of combat. The other one fled.
So is that a good stopping point, then? Because it is 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we just said that.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.